it up? We're going to skip to later in the agenda to number, what is number 13, which is 25-277.
Sergeant's making a guest appearance.
Would you identify yourselves for the record, please?
Lieutenant Revell from the Woolneck Police Department.
Sergeant Brianna Maurice, Connecticut State Police Fire Chief.
Thank you. And a summary of your case?
In addition to the information that previously...
A little louder, sir.
Oh, sir.
Thanks.
In addition to the information previously provided, some additional information is to be added. An FLQN search of the individual, of the appellant, was conducted. And upon review of the NICS file, with utilizing the social security number of the appellant, we were able to learn that the appellant is disqualified in the city, in the state of New York, for a mental defective, and he is not permitted to obtain a pistol permit, and he is disqualified from owning a firearm. This was notated on 8/23/2022. If you'd like, I could continue further with additional information.
So he has a NICS hit, correct?
That's correct.
Yep, so he's...
Yes, so I spoke to him this morning, inquired, and they had not run NICS. He was somewhat new to the process, so I ran him while I was sitting here just to make sure there was nothing else. And I did discover, as the witness discovered, a NICS out of the state of New York. I have no more details as to the details of the NICS hit, but it is a first name, last name, date of birth, and social security match to the appellant based on the application he provided to the Wilmington Police Department.
And that is an automatic disqualifier?
Yes, ma'am. Automatic disqualifier federally to possess firearms or a pistol permit.
Do you understand, sir, that given what has turned up in your background, we have no legal authority to grant your appeal today?
No, I don't, because I'm just hearing about this now. When was this? Can I ask questions? Like, as far
sure,
as...
Yes.
What was the date of this? What is... Well, first, NICSA. What's NICSA?
NICS is a federal database maintained by the FBI for people who are disqualified from possessing firearms based on federal law. It's NICS is the database. And so what happens is every state participates by putting people in. Yep,
NCI what?
NI.
Oh, NI.
NICS.
National Instant Check System.
Okay. And was this,
That's okay. And so the state of New York made an entry into that system stating that you, based on your first name, last name, date of birth, and social, there was some sort of incident that happened in New York that caused them to put you into that database in August of 2022. I don't know what it was.
Oh, in August in 22?
Yes.
That's interesting. So
okay,
a moment.
Yep.
August.
So what has to happen
One moment.
Yep.
So this is for all states now?
All 50 states, correct.
Interesting, okay.
So what will have to happen is you'll have to get whatever is going on in New York cleared up before this board can issue you a permit. And I'm happy to give you some contact information so you can make some phone calls and do what you need to do on your behalf.
So when did that search get done?
This morning as I was sitting here. So the officer and I discussed the process, and he explained to me that he's relatively new to doing the pistol permits, and they're revamping their system, and I inquired if he had run through this federal check, which should have been done, but was not.
Why wasn't it, or, question, wasn't that part of the application when they did the fingerprinting with the FBI?
So NICS is a little bit different. It's not attached to your fingerprints. It can only be run if you're trying to buy a gun or get a permit. That's the only reason they can run you through that.
So wasn't it me trying to get the permit with the application the time to do it?
It should have been done and it was not. You're correct.
Okay.
So I wanted to make sure there was nothing else. Since it wasn't done, I have to do my due diligence, because if he issues you the permit now, then you're doing this at the state and we're doing this all over again. So I was trying to keep you from having to do this twice.
You go to the FBI website.
Okay.
You go to FBI website, and they're performing a verification check on me at the moment to make sure that I'm not a robot, apparently.
So. Thank you, Attorney.
But the it's for appeals, challenges for the NICS system, so you can find out all the information there. But it's on their website.
Oh, so I could appeal the info on the NICS website? And
yes,
then
and you can find it all out.
Then I'm able to go back to do that application?
I wish I could.
And you reapply, that's correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Cloudflare is verifying still, so.
Yeah, so probably if you Google FBI NICS appeal, you'll get to where you probably where Attorney Evangelist is hung up.
But wouldn't he have to get that NICS hit removed before reapplying?
He'd have to get that all cleared up, and then he can reapply with Willimantic.
So it is removable, whatever the reason.
Potentially.
Potentially. You probably have to go through New York to find out why, and then go through their system as to whatever. Like if there was a risk protection order or something in their state and it was still current, you'd probably have to go to the court to have that lifted. And I'm just grasping at straws. I don't know why they put you in there. Maybe there's made something through probate court or something along those lines that you might have to remedy. But at least going to the FBI and NICS and getting to this, I finally got it. You can submit a challenge and find out what happened. At least finding out why it's there is your best first step.
And you said there could be a what, like a writs?
Well, there's different courts, right? So it could be probate court, it could be civil court, it could be criminal court. There could be a whole number of reasons of why you're
entering there. It could be for a psychiatric hospitalization.
Mm-hmm. So finding out the root cause is your best bet. So going to NICS and finding out the root cause of why you're there is your best bet, and then addressing what the problem is, right?
Okay. I'll tell you where to go to fix it.
Yep. And at this time, you don't have a reason as to why it's on there?
I don't. All I have it flagged as mental health in New York. That's all I know.
Oh, mental health in New York.
Yep.
And looking to verify when I had made the application. It's been some time now. Um, 2024.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 years after.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 2022.
So like I said, they made a mistake. They should have done it and they didn't.
Okay.
But the result is
you're still prohibited.
We can't hear your appeal today.
Okay. And then do I get any documents on that from you?
I can, if you want to give me your information, I can email you the information I have so you can use it when you make your appeal.
Okay, so I'll do that.
Okay.
So then after I do that, do I have to make a new application?
Yes.
Yeah.
But
make sure you get that thing. You have to get the NICS hit off your record.
Okay.
So there might be a lot of steps that you have to take.
Right. Okay, and then will the appeal or will the fees be waived since you didn't do it the first time,
so
when it should have been done, like you said?
You'd still be prohibited.
No, when I reapply after that gets cleared, if possible.
No, so the end result would have still been a denial to you, whether they had found it or in this circumstance, whether they didn't find it. The end result would have still been the same. We would have still been sitting here.
They denied you on suitability as well. It's not just a NICS hit, but they denied you on suitability to carry the permit as well. So either way, it was a denial. You wouldn't get the money back. So it wasn't like a... But you hear what I'm saying. They denied you based on suitability. So regardless of the prohibitor, they were still going to move forward today no matter what. They denied you based on other factors.
Right.
But the prohibitor is an automatic disqualification.
Okay.
That they found out this morning. So.
Because they didn't... do the NICS, which I thought that was done with the NCIS. Sounds actually familiar with the application. I remember having to get
regardless.
There's a number. Is there a number that you have to provide when you do NCIS?
No.
Oh, okay.
The result today is the two things can
happen
now. Either we can go through a hearing and we will automatically deny you because we have no choice. Or you can withdraw this appeal, so you don't have a denial from us, and then you can try and straighten out everything that's in your way.
Okay. And then what were you looking up?
If you look up FBI.gov and you look up NICS appeal.
Okay.
NICS appeal, it'll pop up, because that's how I found it, so.
Okay.
And it'll pop up. Challenges, appeals, and it gives you step-by-step process how to do it.
And then New York, and this is from 822.
But she'll give you the SLFU email, and you can get the particulars so that you can go through the process when you ask them.
Okay. And then I would go through the application again,
yep.
And then you were going to deny again, and then I have to do the hearing?
No, not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
Well, because you said there
no, they came today because of suitability.
The suitability at the time.
Yep.
Which is still going to be applicable because that was the point of the hearing. And then right now we're not even going further because you failed to do the NICS check, which might also be for my appeal.
It is possible if you reapplied and were denied again, you could come back here. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But today, the choice is either we have a hearing and deny you, or you withdraw your appeal and try and straighten things out.
Okay, so.
So would you like to withdraw your appeal today?
Yeah. Oh, before I answer that, if I don't withdraw and you obviously don't appeal, and I reapply, and when they deny again, then I reappeal.
Those are actually questions. You should have a lawyer and someone can advise you. We really can't give legal advice on how it would go in the future.
No, this one was actually for you specifically. Would you do the hearing again for the second application?
If it was denied and you appeal it, we would hear it. If you mm-hmm. especially if you didn't have a NICS hit anymore.
Okay.
But with the NICS hit.
Yeah, there's nothing we can do.
We have no choice. Yeah. We'd have to deny you.
Okay.
So would you like to withdraw your appeal today?
Darn. One more question that popped up. Were you able to have any of this information pulled up when you set up the hearing date?
No.
Interesting. Okay. I'm done.
All right.
So to answer your question.
You're withdrawing your appeal?
No.
If you don't withdraw your appeal, then you have to put on a new application that you were denied. If you withdraw and clean everything up, then you don't have to do that.
No, that's not true. He still has to put that he was denied.
On the application.
As
far as the appeal goes.
He will lose the appeal.
If we go through a hearing today, we will deny you because that's the only thing we can do. If you withdraw, then you have not gone through a hearing in front of us, and you have not been denied on an appeal before us.
Okay. So that's what she was saying. Is that what she was saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, and then why is that preferred?
Because then you don't have a denial from us.
Yeah, a black mark on your record. In other words, if you kept going today, there's a big black mark that says you appealed and you were denied. You don't want that. What you want is to go back, clear up NICS, and then come to us clean.
On the same application?
No. Different
new application.
No. Different application.
So that means that they would deny. Unless they decided to approve the second application.
Then we wouldn't be here.
Then you wouldn't be here.
And then...
We only got to focus on this.
Yeah, so we have to decide what we're doing today.
So would it be bad? Would it still be bad if you deny, if I have the record saying that you denied the appeal on the second application,
There's no second application right now, so we're not even there to discuss it. Right now we need to figure out what we're going to do today.
Okay.
Would you like to move forward with the case, or would you just like to withdraw?
Okay. Well, it sounds like I have to stick with my original statement since I already made it.
Your options are to move forward or withdraw your appeal today. Those are your two options.
You have a hearing today and we deny you, or you withdraw and we don't make a decision.
Yep.
Okay, then I have another question.
We're sort of done with the question.
Yeah,
I think
we've covered all the questions. We have to make a decision. Either you withdraw or we can just move forward, and then I'll be making a motion define fiduciary authority because you're prohibited by federal law. Like, we can't issue it, so.
Okay, all right, then I'll withdraw.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck to you, sir.
Thank you.
Okay.
Lieutenant.